This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The White House reimposed economic sanctions against Iran this week. Tehran is being gradually shut out of bigger and bigger chunks of the global economy. Cars, precious metals, more functional metals as well, steel and aluminum. Also, the foreign exchange markets. They can't buy or sell dollars anymore. But as big a deal as that is, the sanctions are going to get bigger in November come oil. Or in the more clinical language of the executive order, sanctions on the purchase of petroleum, petroleum products, or petrochemical products from Iran. The Trump administration says, in fact, it wants exactly zero barrels of Iranian oil out on the global market. Is that likely? Not likely? And oh, by the way, what's it going to mean for you and me at the pump? From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Rural Virginia is half a world away from the oil fields of Iran and energy geopolitics. But a lot of people here seem to care. At the farmers market in the town of Culpeper, about 70 miles from D.C., several merchants are cheering U.S. sanctions against Tehran.
Iran is a country that scares me with what they're doing.
Hannah Jackson has a booth here. She sells meals for delivery.
Sanctions on them to let them know that we're serious, you know, is something we need to do.
That could affect world oil supply and gas prices. And Jackson is aware. She's always on the road and gasses up her pickup truck about twice a week.
It's about $100 a week.
Okay.
And then I have another car that I fill up at least once, and that's around 40.
Here's how sanctions might go. Iran exports about 2.5 million barrels of crude every day, and the Trump administration wants to choke that down to zero. Most analysts find that unrealistic, because oil tends to seep through the cracks of sanctions. That's happened with past sanctions against Iran and Iraq. This time around, two countries have already announced plans to keep buying. That is the national anthem of China. Here's how it could pull it off. The sanctions identify banks around the world involved in Iranian oil sales. The U.S. insists any bank continuing to do those deals would be cut off from future international business. But that would not hurt Chinese banks that mostly do business inside China. They won't be deterred, says Middle East energy analyst Ellen Wald of Transversal Consulting.
There is at least one bank that does seem to do that, the Bank of Kunlun. That bank was active in the last previous round of sanctions in financing purchases of Iranian oil.
That's China's evasion. Now, the other big country planning to buy Iranian crude? Iran's neighbor of Turkey. Iranian sellers could do discreet deals there with, say, short-haul tanker deliveries.
It is also possible for Iran to truck its oil across the border to Turkey, and that would be much harder for the U.S. to track.
And then there's the type of oil export known in the trade as cheating. Sarah Vakshri runs the consultancy SVB Energy International.
Well, there's many ways to cheat.
Iranian oil can be blended in with other liquid exports that are not sanctioned. Iran's tanker ships can turn off their geotransponders at sea. Or they can make secret hookups with other ships, Vakshri says.
So basically sell your oil to another ship on the sea. It's not very easy to track all the ships around the world and see if for like some hours these two ships were connected through pipe.
Despite all that, she thinks Iranian exports would still fall by a good amount, since key buyers in Europe and Japan are already seeking alternate suppliers. And this would mean less total oil supply in the world. Now, other producing countries can make up that shortfall of perhaps 1.5 million barrels per day. But in doing so, that would leave precious little spare oil for emergencies, say a pipeline explosion or turmoil in Venezuela.
That will have a significant impact on psychology of the traders. And if market at any time has any indication or scenario of interruption in the future, that would have impact on the current price.
So, more risk for higher oil and gas prices. Back at the farmer's market in Culpeper, Virginia, are the long-distance drivers with their pickups, are they okay with that? Tom Henneman manages the market.
That's a good question. It depends how high the price of gasoline would go. If it goes up, you know, 10 cents a gallon, it's worth it. If it goes up $2.50 a gallon, it may not be worth it.
Any impact on gas prices could come at an interesting political moment. The oil sanctions on Iran take full effect November 4th, 2 days before the midterm elections. In Culpeper, Virginia, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.